raise your hand and ask, and then what I'll attempt to do is repeat the question just to make sure we're not on the same page. Okay? I love playing with words, because monks do. And by the way, a lot of people say, man, you're about as far from a monk as a monk can be. And I love to look at people and go, well, how do you know? Have you ever met one? And they say, but you don't act like the Dalai Lama. I'm not the Dalai Lama. I do it to appeal to the American mindset, and I attempt to take the mysticism out of it so that we can all understand that any of us can do this. And by the way, can you hear me okay? Well, hey, in the back, knock it off. No. Lawrence, you aren't recording yet, are you? Okay, I'm in trouble. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to give you a little bit of my background so that you know, that you'll know that the journey that I've traveled hasn't been a piece of cake, but it has. I can honestly say to you that as each day unfolds, I get more and more fascinated and more excited about life. Usually after a period of time, we can all tend to kind of get flustered with it or frustrated with it. But in my case, no. I think each experience in life is an absolutely wonderful, fascinating experience, and I thank my lucky stars that the monks taught me how to do that. But it's something that each and every one of us can do at a moment's notice if we ever so choose to do so. But to do that, we have to let go of our own past, okay? And remind me, so if I don't remember to talk about that later, throw something at me and I promise you that I will. I was actually born and raised in the state of Virginia, and I had a very interesting dad. In fact, he was extremely abusive physically, emotionally, and mentally. And I can remember the day I got my draft notice, I was absolutely excited. Imagine that. So I'm one of those people that jumped out of the frying pan literally right into the fire because I found myself in Southeast Asia in a combat zone going, this is no different. But little did I realize that, and I'm going to tell you all something, and I know in a way we all know this, that there's no such thing as a coincidence or an accident in life. Everything happens for a very, very specific reason. And I can stand here today and tell you that if it had not been my dad, my feet would have not traveled the journey that they had. Because I wanted to understand this idea of God, which we have all glorified and changed into something that it isn't. It's kind of like when we pray. We pray to something somewhere out there geographically. That's an illusion. Wherever you are, God is, very literally. But we can intellectualize that, but we keep ourselves away from the experience of that. So that's one of the things that I'm going to be about with you today. Yes, I'm a monk. I know Buddhism upside down and backwards. In fact, my master's is in religion and theology, and I know every religion about it. I don't know it cold, but I know their essence and what they're about and what they mean. And the ironic thing is, they all say the same thing. All of them say the exact same thing, but in a different fashion. So my journey began because of what my dad gifted me with. And believe me, he died of Lou Gehrig's disease, karma, there you go. But before he passed, I had the opportunity of calling him and thanking him. Thanking him for the gift, the independence, the strength, the will, the drive to seek and find. And if it had not been for that man, I would have not had the rest of the experiences of my life. But we're going to take all the ifs out of it because everything was on purpose. Because when I went into Southeast Asia, I had a Vietnamese Zen master, Master Han, come up to me. And he looked at me and he said, young man, you better start learning to use that talent that you have. Because if you do not, it will destroy you. And I was floored. Because I mentioned to somebody before this thing started this afternoon, I've actually been talking to God since I was about 3 or 4 years old. And it's always been a feminine voice, and she's still with me today. It's the same voice throughout my entire life. She put me on that street corner. What I'm saying to you is I'm an extremely intuitive person. People that know me can tell you. And some of you that I've interacted with a little bit here and there, I've talked with you a little bit about you, and I've never met you. That's how intuition works. And that's what Master Han, Zen actually stands for fast path or proper use of inner tuition or inner learning, learning through your own self the experience of what life is all about. Have you ever heard the saying that when the student is ready, the teacher will come? Well, I got news for you. you're not only the student, but you're also the teacher, but you have to be willing to listen to your own higher consciousness, your own self. And I thank my lucky stars because on the street corner that day, Master Han introduced me to that idea of consciousness. After I left Southeast Asia in the Zens, I wanted to understand how the mind worked, so I decided that when I went to college in Seattle, that what I was going to do was study psychology. And are there any psychologists in here? Oh, good. Because let me tell you something. I'm not so sure that psychology really understands how the mind and thought works. Because when I was in my junior year, I knew they were way off base because of what the Zens had already taught me at how the mind operates and how we have control of that. So the Zens helped hone my intuition. I went into college to understand the mind. And here's the story that I promised all of you that I would share with you. Because when I got in my senior year, I decided to go ahead and continue my degree in psychology because I wanted to understand how all of us thought. Now, that's a rough go. But the funny thing of it is, it's not that hard to calculate and figure out. It really isn't. But when I got into the 6th month of my senior year, I started having this overpowering urge to go to India. Now, I'd never been to India before. And the Zens had taught me to follow my urges, my impulses, not to be impulsive, but follow what the impulses are guiding you to. And for us Americans, that's a very tough thing to do. When we make up our mindset to do a thing, we're going to do it, even if our impulses and the entire universe yells at us and says, don't do that. We go ahead and go do it anyway. And then what do? God, I should have listened to myself. I guess you should have. But as each day started passing in that last 6 months of my senior year, that overpowering urge became like a huge rock constantly crushing me. And that inner voice kept saying, go, you've got to go, you've got to go. I finished all of my finals and sold everything I had, told everybody, see ya. And they all said, man, you're a lunatic. Well, I know that. That's okay, though. Because what other people think about you is really irrelevant anyway. It's their perspective anyhow, and it's just the fact that you don't match them is really what they're telling you about. And the funny thing about us as humans is we all want to be alike. I'll talk about that later. So